From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return of the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Dutch voters went to the polls to vote on whether to back a European Union free trade agreement with Ukraine. The referendum is non-binding, but it is seen as an important measure of EU support. It came just 3 months before British voters are to cast ballots on whether to remain a part of the European Union. Dutch opponents of the EU agreement say its ultimate goal is to bring Ukraine into the bloc. Supporters say the agreement would aid economic development on both sides and improve human rights in Ukraine. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca firm, said he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say what country. This is VOA News.